You guys get enough?
By the show number 11.
The pilot show number 11.
My liver's still here, man.
We are remote again. I love remote. This remote thing. We are in the Hilton in downtown LA. And you know what?
No, why don't you call it what it really is?
The
though?
Downtown Hilton?
Checkers.
Chicky Checkers.
Checkers.
Hey, that's behind the downtown Hilton. It's like in the parking garage. There's a couple rooms there. And you know what? Something I love about I just love like driving over here. I freaking love downtown, man. I mean, I might catch like TB or something like that, but like, dude, I love dirty downtown. And so what's up? Welcome.
Hey, dude, we are freaking in downtown and hanging out in this hotel that we didn't pay for. I love it. I'm surprised that I want to thank the Checkers Hilton for letting us in.
In, right?
Because it looked like I was carrying an assault rifle in my back with true. All the mic stands and everything.
Yep, exactly.
It's like, I'm going to, where's your roof? You know, like walking in.
Sir, do you have a napkin? I need to polish the scope. Dude, but why we're here?
Oh, the silver bag.
We are return what of the up? Silver
no,
bag.
I wish we could like do my. I could do my karaoke song right now. Return of the silver
back. Return of the back.
What's
silver.
Up?
Silver
back.
Silver
back. Welcome back.
It's been a long time.
You know what? For
I'm
the
back,
new,
y'all.
For the new listeners, he's not back. He's just new. Because
it's he's not back. He's just silver.
He's just silver.
It's all gray. All gray and nasty.
We're here with Silverback and Kaiser Sose.
Kaiser.
Let me tell everyone about you two. You're like my best friends that I've hung out only 10 times.
Those are the best.
Our relationship is about what? A solid 12, 10 years? About a solid
No. It's more like a solid 12 hours.
12 hours. Yeah, exactly.
And six of them were sober.
Sober out. Yeah,
six
yeah,
sober,
exactly.
The rest aren't.
But nonetheless, man, the Silverback and Kaiser Sose are
what
back.
Up?
You.
Ooh, I'm glad you're in town, man. I'm
glad.
So happy that you're in town.
I'm glad to be here for number 11.
Number 11.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hey.
And Checkers has got it here for you.
Dude, Checkers is awesome.
We're on the West Wing. We're on the West Wing. You know that? Overlooking the library.
Oh, is that the library?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So no flashing. Oh. Actually, they are flashing over there at us. All the librarians.
Hey, they're hot when they take off their glasses and
hey, all you gotta
make their hair.
To turn on a librarian, all you gotta talk about is the Dewey Decibel system. That's it, dude.
I want to rub your Dewey Decibel system.
I was just like, oh, you want my digits? Oh, it's 108.623C.
Divided by.
That's the Dewey Decibel system.
What up, boys?
What's up?
What's going on?
Hey. What the hell are you doing on this side of the country?
I just got flown over here. I'm here for the exhibit at the zoo. So they wanted to show the original silverback to all the gorillas.
Are you inseminating anything?
I am in heat. And yeah. I am in heat. It is just exaggerating. I love it.
In fact, that's funny you say heat, because that is the reason this a long time ago we did a show about if you guys notice, it's Return of the Silverback. Because the original was this amazing show we had a long time in a different show,
right,
which was amazing. And so to briefly, I mean, I just can't go without, I gotta talk about how the Silverback got created,
it
man.
Happens.
The Silverback, oh my gosh. You remember the Silverback?
I remember vaguely, but I remember everything. If that makes sense.
I remember me and you coming back from a bar, dude, and we are just like
annihilated,
smashed. And you're like, oh, I got this girl that I'm starting to date. I kind of like her, blah, blah, blah.
Her.
I'm like,
really
all right,
like
cool. And he's like, she's coming over. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm cool. And so I just like drank myself to sleep on the couch. And then, you know, walls are thin in Dallas, man. You got those, like, just walls are thin. And I remember you just, like, starting to get, you know, when you hear that noise from the other bedroom, you're like, are they going to do it? Are they going to do it? And then you're just like, cut it out.
Stop.
Your friends in the other room.
That was him, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That was me telling her.
We'll get to that. And then it's like, just law. Then it's like you start hearing like different movement. It's like,
exactly.
Are people wrestling? And then until the movements start being rhythmic, like
boom, boom, boom.
And I'm just like,
boom.
What's going on? Are they doing it? Are they about to do it? And then all of a sudden, you hear like a couple, like a whimper. And I'm like, oh, this fucker's doing
again,
it.
Again, it's Silverback.
It's me.
And then it's, oh, yeah. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Of course, I'm hammered. I'm like, what's going on over there? Leave her alone.
You're hurting her.
And that was only a few seconds
dude,
in.
It was like
two pumps.
Just like a Silverback was in the opposite room. Oh, and then.
Yeah. One snore.
I was like, that's a freaking Silverback. Right? Well,
the funny thing was the next day, I mean, that night I told her, just be quiet because my buddy's over there. She's like, I will. And I was like, all right. So I thought I was quiet. So on the drive to Vegas, Walter's like, man. It was loud. I was like, man, I told that girl to shut up. I told her to be quiet. She's so loud. And he's like, no, it was you. I was like, oh, it happens.
Well,
bro.
That was the cool thing is that I went to Dallas for a conference and then I had to fly back and my layover was in Vegas. It just so happened you were taking a trip to Vegas.
To meet Kaiser Solse.
And then I called all of you guys and I said, dude, I'm not jumping back on that freaking other flight.
We got
to
continue
I'm
the
just
going to
stay in Vegas. And you guys met me up. Remember, Fonzie?
Yeah,
guys
I rented
met up?
A Chrysler 300. That shit was
nice.
Awesome.
Hey,
nice.
Rode up and then we just met up and had a blast.
It was annihilation.
Yeah.
We blacked
as soon
out.
As we started drinking, Kaiser Solse just disappeared.
Disappeared on us.
Yeah, I followed his lead and started drinking from the bottle. So I don't
remember that happens. It happens.
That will happen. Ah.
But good you times. Did leave on us because then we just kept going. And
dude,
then,
but it's not like he left. And then a little bit, let's talk about why we call you Kaiser Solse. A little bit is because throughout the night,
you would see him.
Like we would just see him walking randomly. And
yeah.
But it was like you were walking in thought. Like you were just.
Yes. But he would pick up in conversation that he just finished earlier. He's like, hey, let me have another shot. We're like, dude, you just left like an hour ago.
Like all night, I just remember you walking. Like we were in like casinos, like. 5 miles away,
there
and
he
you're
is.
Like,
there he goes.
Him again. And then we're just like, oh, we'll just see him later. And then you would be there later. And so,
you guys were just in another state of mind.
Oh, yes, we were.
We were sober. We were sober compared to Kaiser.
And that is the brief recap of the Silverback and the Kaiser Solse. I am so stoked that you guys are here, man. This is awesome.
I'm
what a way to
here.
Do a show. What a way to spend some time. And in no other place in downtown LA. You know what? I live in Long Beach now, and just coming to LA, or like we have SG Studio 1 in Southgate,
yeah,
and then nice. Long Beach Studio 2, and
Checkers.
Just to be in LA is just fun, man. It's just like driving in here, a little bit of traffic, but that's okay. That's part of your.
I miss it. I miss
the city.
Do you miss?
I miss the city. I don't miss the homeless, but I miss the city.
All right.
I miss seeing you guys. I miss seeing everybody. Even though I see Kaiser for like 10 minutes.
He'll start walking soon.
Yeah, he'll be back. I miss LA. I miss the city. I miss that. I don't miss the smog.
Yeah.
That's the one thing. But, man, this is great. I love being here, man. I got to take a drink for that one.
Hey, yeah.
All right.
Here
cheers.
We go.
Chug, chug.
Cheers. Kaiser, so you do a little bit of IT stuff. Is our stuff pretty pathetic here? We got like a friggin' Behringer from like 1972.
We have to wind it up with the like a fucking
like the military phone.
I'm running
like a Model T and shit. To get it to start and warm up.
I'm running this out of an Apple IIc. You want to play Oregon Trail? You got next on Oregon Trail or what?
No, I see you guys are keeping old technology alive, which is a good thing because it's vintage. It's like a steampunk.
That's right.
You know? So it's not too bad.
That's his way of saying
it's called steampunk. Yes. Now.
Steampunk.
That's his way of telling you yes. It's pathetic.
It's like, oh, look at that patina on our shit. You know, yeah, it's so old as a patina.
For sure. So cool, man. Dude.
Good times.
So let's talk about you're from Texas. You're here from Texas.
Oh, dude, yeah, I'm seriously. Here from Texas, man. So you've been in for Texas. Oh, damn, I can't even talk.
I've
anymore.
Been representing for Texas
for
about
Texas,
12 years.
12 years now.
Yeah, I left here when you guys were in diapers.
You're from my second favorite city in Texas. I love Austin, and then after that is Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
And you're in Dallas, right?
I'm in Dallas now.
You're in Dallas.
I was in a little town for a while. Some of these guys have been there. There was nothing there but cows and donkeys.
So now I can go.
Now you could go. Now it's safe. Now it's safe.
Now it's safe.
There was cows, donkeys, and German sausage where he was.
There was plenty of that.
He moved on up. Now there's diversity in the sausage.
It's a little smaller now.
So you've been there for what, 12 years?
12 years now.
Okay.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know the difference between LA and Dallas.
Right.
There's little minor details, or, I mean, it's still a big city, right?
It's a big city starting to grow, but they're trying to be trendy. That's the whole problem.
So they have the hipsters now?
They're hipsters, super
like,
cool.
Hipsters, is it hipsters? Because we have a whole different idea of, like, Texas. It's just everybody with the cowboy hat and a truck.
That you still see that.
You still see that? And cowboy boots and stuff?
You still see the
but
boots.
Is there a hipster scene with that?
No, there's a hipster scene where they're dressing and trying to be super cool. And they'll walk around with their hair done and all this fubon stuff. But you see one cowboy in every bar.
Oh.
He'll have the hat. He'll have the pressed shirt and the creased jeans.
Dude, I remember the last time you took me out, dude. Like, I can see how Walmart gets its idea. And I think it gets it from I think it gets it from Dallas. Because I remember you took me out one night when I was in Dallas. And, dude, we went to this place. I mean, it had college kids. It
right.
had
oh.
punk rockers.
Milo's.
It had black cowboys.
Yeah.
And it had regular cowboys.
Oh, that's right. It was Red River, country Red River.
And it was like, it was a stage where there was a country band.
Right.
And then people are
dancing
country
in a circle.
Line dancing.
Country line dancing.
And then like the music, this place was so big. The place kind of, the music kind of fades away. And then you got like another DJ and people are dancing like just music, like dance music, like house music or whatever. And then down in the corner, people are playing Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. In the same place?
In
yes.
the same place.
But don't forget, we got a mechanical bull there, too.
And there's a mechanical bull.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that they're, like, everywhere.
And I thought it would be a real bull when I first came there.
And we bumped into Vinnie Paul there, Vinnie, the drummer
yeah.
for Pantera.
Shortly
dude.
After his brother passed away.
He
so
bought
he
us
there.
A drink, right? He
yeah.
bought us a drink.
He's walking
that
around giving
awesome.
Flyers, promoting his new album. So it was fun.
Hey,
it was
dude.
Good.
But it was, like, every... I mean, you just literally walk to one side. It's like a different club.
Yeah.
And so it was the same place.
Same place.
It's a huge room. Warehouse. Imagine a huge, like, old raver days warehouses,
yeah.
but it's a big country bar.
Oh,
and
shit.
And then Thursday nights, that's what we went. It was a Thursday night. It's ladies' night. And then $1.50 beers. $1.50 anything.
Wow.
You walk in, line dancing, but then the music changes up every certain.
So you can go, like, from line dancing
to hip-hop.
The electric slide or what?
You can go
something
from,
like that.
You can go from
exactly.
You go from line dancing to twerking.
Oh, there you go.
Like, that's pretty much it.
With
two,
the boots.
On a Thursday night or what was
Thursday,
it?
Any night, but Thursday night's the main night.
Oh, okay.
Two,
so it's Red River down there. It's crazy.
Freaking letting it ride on Texas Hold'em.
Oh, that's crazy.
It
exactly.
was insane, dude. It was funny, man. And
it was a blast.
I mean,
do you have an extra room? I'm moving.
Yeah, come on out and bring
do you
it.
Know, do you know that the hipster stuff that you're talking about that's trending in Dallas, you know, you started that, dude.
I did. It was my fashion.
I think Corey's Chop Shop wasn't where it is until me and you.
Corey's Chop Shop. Anything you want. Was it $99? A dollar?
It was a dollar,
dollar
you call
you
it.
Dollar you name it, you call it. So we
no,
walk
no,
in there.
$2 you call it.
$2 you call it.
$2 you
Walter
call
walks
it.
In there. All right, what's the special? The guy looks at him like deer in front of headlights. So you really want me to go through the whole list of bottles?
Because you asked that because
so he puts
you're like,
a 20 down. Give me whatever. And then all of a sudden, what did you ask? It was 80s night, so 80s music. So Walter requests, what did you request?
Ace of Spades. I don't know how Ace of Spades and Morrissey or like Cyndi Lauper. I'm like, can I get Motorhead, Ace of Spades? But no. But it's like here in LA, all right, you go to bars and it's like $2, you call it.
Right.
But it's only the bottom drinks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The well drinks.
Or for a certain time, for a certain
yeah.
hours.
I went out there, I'm like, dude, so what is there? And the guy's like, man, I can't freaking explain all these drinks, dude. It's anything you want, $2, you call it. And I go, all right. Can I? Here's $20. Can I have 10 shots of Wild Turkey?
And I had to work the next morning.
And
I'm
like
are you
dude,
serious?
Seriously, when you say you call it and you say Wild Turkey,
hey,
he's like, do you
things.
Just want the bottle, dude?
Hey, close enough. He starts putting all these shot glasses
no
down.
No way.
Like,
yeah.
He's like, it's tedious.
Exactly.
Like, he's like, starts putting them down and he pours the first one. He pours the second. I'm like, do you want to just put it in a cup? So he gets a big solo cup.
Oh, shit.
Fills it all up with Wild Turkey. Here you go.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah,
I was like,
it was
I
classic.
Was like, cool. Good to go. Fucking killed the whole thing. I don't
yeah,
even remember
did.
Anymore, dude.
It
did?
Was fun. And I had to go to work the next day.
Oh and that's shit. What led me to be like, oh, it's 80s? Yeah, Ace of Spades came out in the 80s.
It's 80s night. Let's do this.
Yeah, it was like Pat Benatar. It was like Pat Benatar, the Police, like all this like 80s music.
Yeah.
So,
but the best part was the guy, the bartender, just did the whole like fashion week kind of showing all the shots with his hand waving to the whole bar.
He's like,
you want me to show you what's on special?
Yeah,
that's when Walter just brings out the 20 and just puts it down.
And Walter being Walter, like he just said, Wild Turkey.
Wild turkey.
Like, there's like maybe there's a hidden McCallion's fucking. Yeah,
he kind of feathered his, he winged his feathers a little bit and just asked for wild
turkey. Or Jack's, or like.
I just went to primal mode.
He just said, wild turkey.
Turkey, wild. Wild turkey. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for
me. I mean, is Kaiser still here? I mean, Kaiser's been to Texas.
Yeah, hey, let's. Kaiser, man.
He's here
for 10 minutes still, man. He's been here for 10 minutes total.
He's been in Texas, too. He's been there for some stories.
Yeah, it's an interesting place.
What's the big difference? Because you haven't been. You just visit, right?
I just visit. I go to see this guy, but no mountains.
There's no mountains?
Yeah. No mountain, no beach, no nothing. It's just.
I disagree. There's women. There's mountains women. And there women is. Out there everywhere, right?
There's white women everywhere.
There's
white women.
There's mountains on women everywhere. Let's get them all. Right? Isn't Dallas
I just want
a big
mount,
plastic surgery
I want to mount it white is. Women.
But there is also a like a,
I don't want mountains. I just want to mount white women.
Oh, well, you could do both.
All right.
You could do both. But you know, there are we're talking about Hooters, you know, Hooters and all that, but there's a Bone Daddy's, which is the competition.
And that's really good. I like that place.
The food is good, but the eye candy is phenomenal. But there is also this place called Twin Peaks, which their logo is Twin Peaks with the ice caps or the nipples
so there
and
are
stuff.
Mountains.
For real?
Yeah, there are mountains there. Yeah.
We have a new one here, right? Tilted Kilt.
Yeah, we have that out there.
Oh, you do?
I know you're a sports guy. You still playing ball?
I still play ball. Just got done.
I keep like, so long you're playing ball, that's good. Because I want to, what's it called?
Play
I want
ball.
To avenge myself.
Oh, yeah.
I want to avenge
myself.
Oh,
the day that he didn't show up for that game?
No, I showed up.
He came to my game. I picked him up in Austin.
Oh, he did show up.
I pick him up in Austin. We come back. Half drunk,
and
you're half drunk,
and
he's full
plugging
drunk.
Me hard. Yeah. You're like, my boy's a baller, dude.
Oh,
play college.
This guy played at Cal. This guy's a lefty. We needed him, so all the way up, all my buddies are calling me. We need you. We only have 8 guys. I'm like, okay. And in our league, you could start with 8, but we got to finish with 9. We're running off our car, still trying to get dressed. We get on the field half.
We went to bed at like 3:30.
Right,
hammered. Wake up at 5. Let's go.
I'm yelling. So we get there. We get there on 8:30.
Did you take your glove or?
Yeah, he had his equipment.
Oh,
yeah,
he told me. I was like, I won't
miss
a game. I'll play anyway.
So we get to the game. We're on. Where it's a bottom, whatever it is. First, and we're on defense. I'm trying to get dressed. The guys, I get on the field, and Walter's still trying to sober up. I get on the field, 3rd out. I come into the dugout. The guys, like, you're leading off. I was like, what the hell? I lead off, get on base. Walter comes up after. 1, 2, 3, strike.
Oh, caught you swinging?
Looking.
Oh, looking?
I think it was still.
Not even swinging, just looking.
Hey, this guy's
that's not the worst.
This guy's trying to put his pants on. My head's spinning. Robin, who was my girlfriend at the
passed
time.
Passed out in the car.
She's passed out in the car. And then she made it to the bleachers to pass out in the bleachers.
With shades on. All right, so the ultimate is I'm playing second base. I'm like, hey, let's put your boy in left field. I was like, man, he's a stud, man. This guy's good. Routine base hit goes right in between his legs. The guy ends up like an infield triple.
There you go between. Like, you got your stories wrong.
Yeah,
that was a gapper that I could have got, and he just kept going. So it didn't go between my legs.
It went just
to the left of my ankle.
It went in between the gap of your leg.
It just
gap of
your ankle. It grazed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Catcher stands up, looks at me. He's like, "Really?" With the hands on the hips, like, "Really? This is your stud?" I'm like, my bad, dude. He sucks.
Hey, is he on your team?
He's our stud,
dude.
Man.
I'm going to make it back.
I want to see that.
I see a challenge.
I just want to avenge myself. This is against myself.
Now y'all got
to
come out. Y'all
got to
come
hour
out
hour and a half, dude. Baylor University. Yeah, we stopped there. I saw
oh
it.
Oh, my
to
God.
Throw up and then jump back in the car.
Well, I have a friend that coached a tennis player that just got a ring at Baylor.
Oh, that's cool.
In tennis.
Married?
No. Oh. No, she's hot, dude. She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, well, I bet she didn't throw up at Baylor.
Like, No.
Oh, well, remember we tore up the Walmart.
So you're close to Baylor?
No, Waco's between Austin and Dallas.
Yeah.
I want to visit the Waco area.
Oh, that's a good, well, you know what?
Is it a museum now or what?
They're Jesus freaks down there, man. They don't party or nothing. Man. So if we went down there, we'll change them.
We'll change them.
We'll go down there.
Can
we'll convert them. Yeah, we'll start a new cult. Kaiser Sose.
Kaiser Sose.
Kaiser
the big C with your hand.
God C right there.
Yeah, man, it was just nuts down there. Just
so
crazy.
So how was Halloween?
You know what? I heard about your party. Let's talk about that. What's going on here?
I walked into that one. Fuck.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, I had a great time.
What happened? Anybody show up to trick-or-treat or party?
No.
And what's the update on that? You said you're going to throw a Halloween party before the year ends.
Yeah, it hasn't ended.
Well, no, I didn't ask for
still
you.
Going?
I hey, I thought it was right now. I thought it was right now. Look, you came in your
all I'm
outfit.
Asking is for the update. That's all I'm asking. Oh, is there an update?
Oh, it's an update. I thought
it's
you had
an update. I don't have an update yet. I'm working on it. All right. Just don't want the fucking year to end to not have a party. It might not be a Halloween party, but I'm going to have a Halloween party next year for sure because I already opened my mouth and he made me open my mouth. So.
And that's cool.
You
but
made me open my mouth.
But I did
wasted.
Hear, but I did hear not wasted. Well, actually, we were doing the show, so maybe wasted. But you did say I will throw a Halloween party before the year ends.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I don't want a party.
Hey, I'm back in 2 weeks.
I don't
so.
Want a DP. So I don't want a ditching party. Time. I don't want a
like,
ditching party.
A ditching party. We're doing a Southgate. A ditching party. We'll throw the flyers out on the gas station.
Everyone sits on the floor.
A little powwow.
Yeah,
we'll
you know,
do
I
this.
Want a Halloween party.
Can I just get a keg ends. And just invite you guys over or what?
You can put a keg. You yeah? can get a keg.
Can I get two kegs?
No, you can get a keg and put a mustache on it, and then it's a fucking Halloween party. There you go.
Put a pink tutu on it.
It's not our sweet. First time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, Halloween, I did not have a Halloween party.
No?
No.
Did you dress up your dog?
What's Halloween in
my
Dallas?
Dog was
what's that
up
like?
As a
what's
pimp.
What's Halloween like in Dallas?
Halloween,
like in the city. Does the city go is it vibrant during Halloween or
city,
what's it
yeah,
like?
City gets vibrant, all the bars and clubs are really happening. Especially there, this year was on a Thursday. So when I left work, it was just all these freaks out and about. And it gets pretty nuts. Did I attend? No, I did not.
Is there any, like, you know, right here we have, like, Knott's Berry Farm, Not Scary Farm, Universal Studios.
Yeah,
does
you, got
that
a,
shit.
You got the equivalent to Magic Mountain. It's called Six Flags out there. So they have Fright Fest.
That's the same company. I mean, they're owned by
yeah,
the same
but out there they know it. I grew up as Magic Mountain.
And they call it Six Flags.
So when I lived in Atlanta, I was like, where's Magic Mountain? And everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about?
Hey, I call it Wally World.
You lived
World.
In Atlanta, too?
I lived in Atlanta for a year.
Hey, I call it Wally World.
That's right. Wally World.
The Griswolds.
We'll park in the last spot and yeah. just run up. So we're the first ones out. Yeah. No, they have a Fright Fest out there. But the biggest thing in Texas is the haunted houses because you got all the No Mountains farmyards and stuff. So a lot of these people get the ranches, turn them into haunted houses. So that's the big thing, man. That's where you need to go.
All right.
Sweet.
Tourists. Like us, you know what we're about. We're going to Texas. What are the four things we should do? One of them don't include the Bodies in Motion exhibit with the dude all in muscles and eyeballs smoking a cigarette. And we're fucking... And
take a toke.
Bodies in Motion, we had that here too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a new one that's Animals in Motion.
We went to one and we were the most disrupting pieces of garbage. We showed up hammered. Yeah,
it was
like
drunk
week. There's a guy smoking a cigarette. We're like, he's taking a toke.
And you just hear me out loud, and all the parents are looking like,
and we're like, pass it, pass it. So what are three? What are three things? What are three must-do things?
The grassy knoll, you got to see that.
You got to see the grassy knoll, especially this weekend. It's the JFK. They're having a big memorial thing for it.
You told me the X, right? Can I lay down there?
They have the both. Yeah, you can lay there if you want. Yeah. I mean, you can take pictures
over.
And all. Yeah, you run over. But they have the two X's when he got shot the two different times. So they have a big memorial thing this week going on.
Hey, man, that's funny you say that really
So you're
quick.
Close to that, too?
That's close to me. Oh, I'm like 10 minutes away from everything. That's it's funny. Like living in East L.A. again. Everything's 10, 15 minutes away.
Oh,
there
nice.
You go. That's funny you said that. In L.A. Times here, the daughter of the guy that caught the footage, was like a furniture owner in the area.
So brutal.
And and he just he was excited because he was a German immigrant and, you know, Kennedy really sided on people who were immigrants with a lot of help and stuff like that. And so.
Right.
So he was very excited. So he was filming it from the second floor of his shop.
Mm-hmm.
And so that guy, the daughter, lives here in L.A. And
really?
So
is she hot?
Cheesy?
I don't know. I was reading the L.A. Times.
Sorry, bro.
It should have said
you
that.
You know somebody had to say that. You know somebody had to say that.
I was thinking it.
Not the L.A. Express. The L.A. Times, bro.
Steve Young.
The
Steve
LA
Young,
Times.
L.A. Express.
Sorry. And so...
It's still Steve, Pilot Show number 11, dog.
Is Steve Young code for LA Express?
Yeah,
now,
he's a quarterback.
Now, like, we started that now. We started
he's
that.
He's a quarterback,
here. Steve
man.
Young is code for LA Express. So it wasn't a Steve Young. It was the LA Times. And anyway, she talked about it, and she talked about how, like, she was very young, and her family was just like, Time Magazine bought the footage, and then they showed it or whatever.
Showed it everywhere.
Yeah,
that's a big thing, man.
Lifetime? I don't know.
Lifetime.
Not the Lifetime channel. Not the Lifetime channel.
There's a few things
you got
to do.
What else you
got? You got Jerry's World, the Death Star. You got the Cowboy Stadium.
Cowboy Stadium, though, that's not even in Dallas, right?
Well, it's Arlington. But if you want down, you want Dallas, Dallas?
Yeah, I want Dallas.
I do.
I'm not talking about friggin' El Paso, dude.
No, it ain't El Paso. All right.
Corpus Christi.
No, you can't do that.
Now I'm just on Google Maps. How about Corey's Chop Shop? How about that? I'll give you the first one. I haven't been there in like 5 years.
Oh, well, you should have just mentioned that.
Well, that place is awesome.
Well, that doesn't count because he said it.
It's a biker. Right. It's a biker and hipster bar now.
It is. So you got to do Bone Daddy's.
Bone Daddy's.
Bone Daddy's best barbecue you think of.
And,
yes. Eye Candy is great, but the food is phenomenal. Just how people say, "Oh, you go to
Bone Daddy's." Beer was
good.
Bone Daddy's.
The beer was good. You get those big old handle of beer. It's good. And
Whataburger.
Whataburger is a big one. You know they have spicy ketchup now.
What?
Yeah. Like, instead of just a regular ketchup, you have to ask for spicy ketchup.
Tapatio and ketchup together.
Something like that. Yeah, but you get the fries in there and some good stuff.
Okay.
When's the last time you were at Taco Cabana's after midnight?
Shit. That might have been right before my trip. That might have been Wednesday night.
It's like, what time is it?
Tell our listeners, because we have an LA following. Tell our listeners how do you compare Taco Cabana after midnight like for Angelino?
Dude, you go to Taco Cabana. Put it this way, you could order a box of burritos or tacos, any kind you want. Chorizo with eggs.
But what's the people in there? Like, what are the cars and the drive? What's the environment? Not the food, but the environment. Dude, like, who's rolling up in there after midnight on a Saturday at Taco Cabana?
Freaks come out at night. That's pretty much it, man. You see every walk of life in there. Depends what Taco Cabana you're at, but you see every walk of life. The white folk love the Mexican food, man.
Especially after midnight.
They just don't like Mexican.
Yeah, they don't like us at all. Well, I'm not even Mexican. That's even worse. But they don't like you Mexicans at all.
I like how you say that. You Mexicans.
Because yeah, I'm a black Jew, so I'm good.
Yeah, but you're Mexican by environment.
Yeah, I'm screwed no matter what, man.
You say East LA is like, oh, you're Mexican.
Yeah, yeah. No matter what you do, man. But no, Taco Bana's good. Taco Bell.
So you said burritos and tacos?
Well, they call them burritos, but they're little tacos, man. But you can get a box full of them. So you get a mixture of just beans or beans, eggs and potatoes.
Yeah.
And you got sausages and eggs. But you got the green sauce on it, man.
All right, we got. Let me ask you this.
What's that?
What gets us to Dallas? What do you say? What's the number one reason we should go visit you?
Silverback.
Part three.
Let's do it.
Darth.
Leave her alone.
On that note, let's take a silverback break. This guy's got to go.
I didn't drink a beer.
This guy's got to go mate.
I'm in heat. I got to go back to my girls. Arr.
We're gonna roll it out fast and cut it off quick. Gonna dance a rumble and we do it mighty sick. Gonna dance to the bumble rumble. I dance to the bumble rumble. Dance to the bumble rumble till the moon goes out of sight. Well, everybody's rolling and they're rolling fast. I don't know just how long they last. Gonna dance to the bumble rumble. I dance to the bumble rumble. Dance to the bumble rumble all the live long night. Well, a bumble rumble bumba. A bumble rumble bumba. A bumble rumble bumba, a bumble rumble bum 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 bumble rumble bumba, a bumble rumble bumba, bumble rumble bumba. All the live long night.
People are listening, or person is listening.
Person is listening.
Because I was at Starbucks, dude, and this is in Santa Monica, far away from my house. I was hanging out there, and I just randomly bumped into like an old friend of mine, or he's still a friend, but an old classmate of mine. And it was like, dude, Walt or Walter, because that's how they call me back in the day, Walter, when I was Salvi. This is before Belmont Shore. Walter? And then I was like, I look up and I'm like, dude, what's up? And it was freaking Melchor. Melchor, I don't want to give his last name. Remember Melchor from class of 97?
Yeah. Actually, his last name. We just don't want to use it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's true. And anyway, he was like, dude, what's up? And the first thing he said, I was like, dude, I came across your show. Your show's pretty good, dude.
Sweet.
I was like, whoa, all right, cool. You know, we caught up and we were talking and we're listening. So I was just like, dude, that's rad. People are listening, Fonzo.
That's awesome.
People are listening.
That is pretty cool.
Congratulations, boys. That's really
good. It's not that we love to do it anyway, but the fact that people listen to us, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
right?
That's great. Yeah.
I'm surprised that people actually listen.
And you know what? People have
you heard
listening.
This show?
And
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're on it and you never listen to it.
I used to have a machete and hold them like, put fucking play on the website. Now I just have a switchblade, so we're good. It's going lower and you're lower and lower.
It's all about the girth now.
Dude, what's on your shirt? Let's talk about your t-shirt.
Oh, man, this is my boy stuff, man. It's called Effing Gear. It's effinggear.com.
It's like a bird, shirt. But it's a bird. Like
it's a bird.
Bird.
A bird with
it's
a bird.
Bird flipping the bird.
Wait,
bird
what's the name of the company?
Effinggear.com.
All right.
So pretty sweet. They just started a little shirt company and all that, blouses. It's growing pretty big.
Blouses?
Blouses?
Did you just say blouses?
Shirts. Yeah, blouses, oh, shirts. Cool. You got stuff for babies. It's
oh,
growing
nice.
Pretty big.
It's a bird
stickers.
Giving the bird.
Yes, it is. And people don't get it, so that's totally cool because I always...
it's well, incognito?
Yeah, incognito. Speaking of that guy, Jesus, we should give him a shirt.
But okay, and they're out of Dallas?
They're out of Dallas. Well, I actually started in Kansas, but they're mainly in Dallas. So okay. They're actually good friends of mine, and it's growing. It's growing. We're gonna try
I saw to... you. I saw you. Like it was like a ball gown, you know, and then it's a dinner gown. I saw you change before we started the show.
It was.
I saw you change and put
I
that
got
on.
My skirt
so
on.
I was like there's a reason why you're throwing that on.
Gotta help them out, man. We're gonna turn them out to California. So
well. Yeah. You know what? If your boys want to, you know, throw a couple misprints, a shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
And they want to throw some
a little Walter Fonz misprint.
Yeah.
Walter
sure,
Fonz
man.
Show but right
we,
there.
We'd happily love to have it.
That's
have
easy.
It.
It's easy to misspell, actually.
Walter Fonz?
Yeah.
It's, Walter.
It's pretty effing easy. You like that, right?
Plug.
I got a case of the bird.
Incognito.
I'll effing wear that.
He was a dirty guy.
He took
guy.
The crown.
But this guy was like, I mean, he's had a long rap of just being disgruntled and you know what? Tooting his own horn. Like just, or following the beat of his own drum. That's what I mean.
But he did clean it up recently until now.
Well, the Dolphins made him like the leadership.
So
well, he was a captain.
Guy.
He was an offensive line captain. So he was a man you got to go to talk to about anybody.
So, and to wrap it up anyway, they told him, we're drafting this guy. I want you to tough him up.
Right.
They didn't say send tweets about how you're going to shit in his mouth. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Two girls, one cup status. And then after that, when you're gargling it, I'm going to kill you. So, like, it's like, ooh, righty then?
Yeah,
like,
a little too far.
And let your true color shine. They're like, damn, we forgot. It's Incognito. It's this guy.
Incognito.
It wasn't me. I was Incognito.
Pretty much Incognito has been Incognito as a nice guy until now. It just came out and he just, like, really. I mean, and not only that, the most disturbing part is that he, like, what's it called? Extorted money from him.
We did.
He made
as a rookie.
He made this kid pay for a Vegas trip for a bunch of NFL players that he wasn't allowed to go to.
Are you serious?
And this is like baller Vegas trip.
Well, yeah,
not like when you and I go and we stay at Casino Royale.
No, actually, we don't have a room, so we just stay in the car.
Stay in the car, yeah, exactly.
And hang out at Casino Royale.
Hold up. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And, I mean, this guy has been put through the meat, like paid for that. He's made, they've gone to steakhouses and they make him pay at time. So, I mean, they just extorted
just
money
overkill.
From him.
Overkill.
He's not even a rookie anymore. It's like carried on to
still
the next
going.
Year.
Wow.
And so this guy's like,
So he never toughened up.
I
it didn't work.
It didn't work.
He didn't toughen up, dude.
Oh, come on, you man. Know? You got to toughen up.
He paid with dollars. He didn't pay with silver coins, man. He didn't pay with that quarter with the buffalo on it that comes out after Judge Judy. Like, he didn't pay with that coin, dude. So, I mean.
So then we should get mad at Incognito for not doing his job.
Yeah, apparently.
Good point.
Yeah,
nobody's
exactly,
brought that up yet.
Exactly. So that's the word, and that so that's the story. So
no, but like in the NFL and in sports, and we all played sports. It's a tough thing. Like it's a bunch of testosterone, and it's a bunch of guys fucking talking shit, and we still do that. We still talk a lot of shit to each other. But did he take it past that point? That do you guys feel that he took it past that?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think so because, you know what, I've been hearing a lot of different points on this, and you get the players, and you get the broadcasters that have never played a play in their lives.
Exactly,
in the
yeah. There's a lot of those.
But I heard one thing that really stood out, and it was about, you can make me do whatever you want me to do, like shave my head, wear a backpack, shave my legs, or whatever it is.
Wear
make
pink
me
while
do
I
it.
Play.
Make, that's in the NFL.
No,
never mind.
Make me do it. Make me do it to myself. You know, shave my legs, shave my head, whatever it is. But don't touch me and don't touch my money. And I think that's well said, man. That's a freaking job.
That's true.
You know what I mean? When you're in high school, livelihood. When you're in college, like, all right. I mean, you can get away with more things like that. But, like,
dude. We start messing with your livelihood and your family thing.
Yeah, like you're touching you, so you're getting punked. I mean, that's grounds for a fight. And which maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But if you're taking away people's money, man, that's like that's different.
Yeah, your profession, they're like messing with that. Yeah, I get it.
I didn't think of that. I just agree with that the most. When I finally heard that, I was like, out of all the points of views I've heard, like locker room, you got to keep it in the locker room.
Yeah.
It's a brotherhood, blah blah blah. Or the other way where it's like, dude, it's his job, blah blah blah, this and that. I think the one that I agreed with the most was, it was from Colin Cowherd. He that's what he said. Don't touch me and freaking don't touch my money. After that, hazing rules can work. I'm not saying hazing's going to always exist.
Yeah, it's going to
It's always going to be there.
White people created it, so it's always going to be around.
Incognito.
Incognito.
It's great.
I'm incognito.
I mean, the only thing I'm really worried about is that his parents are full-time attorneys, Harvard graduates. That's great, but you got to fight your own battle.
Whose parents?
He hasn't.
The victim is his parents are attorneys.
Hell yeah. Oh, he's good, man.
So my thing is, hey, I wouldn't run to my parents. I'd run to the league first. I'm like, hey, can you all take care of this? If you can't, my parents are going to jump in. But I think from what I'm getting right now, he overleaped that and went straight to his parents.
Okay.
So that's where I'm like, dude, come on, man.
Well, the thing is, like, if the coaches were involved by saying toughen him up, and he tried to go to the coach, because the rest of the story isn't leaked out yet, right? It's more.
Yeah,
more
we don't know. We're gonna learn more as it goes.
I feel like if he went to the coaches, I think the coaches might have done like a. Screw they don't you. Really understand the severity of what was going on.
But incognito
so they did a kind of like, you just got to toughen up. So they just turned a blind side. They didn't realize what he was doing.
No, she was all incognito.
It was all incognito.
Sorry, I love the last name.
That's a great last name, man.
You know, I just found out from you guys today that the black dude was the guy who was being victimized and the white dude was doing all that stuff. And so.
Yeah.
I see the pictures, but all the pictures, they never singled them. I had both of them together. And I was like, I was sitting there watching. I was like, which one looks like an incognito? The dark guy looks Cuban. I can see how that works. It ends with an O, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
Like coño.
Incognito.
Yeah, and then I was like, man, I hadn't figured it out yet. But
no, incognito is a great last name. It's just not good right now.
Yeah.
Not good to have it right now.
Yeah, exactly. You know what is good, man? Let me tell you something really quick. I know we're running out of time, but dude, I made this sandwich for all the fantasy football owners. I made this sandwich. It was incredible.
Yes, I have to agree, dude.
I call it the birth and the rise. You know how there's a Philly cheesesteak sandwich? Exactly. Hey, yo, Philly, yo, you know it's a Philly cheesesteak
sandwich. What are ya?
What are ya?
What are ya?
I really have to say, my creation tops that. I know the Philly has history. I know mine is one week old.
And then there's the Long Island iced tea and all those. There's a Long Beach iced
tea
now?
There's a Long Beach iced tea. What?
So Walter has the next generation of this.
I have the next generation of steak sandwiches.
Yes. You got to patent it.
It is called the Long Beach steak sandwich.
Yes.
Let's just make that
Long Beach steak sandwich.
What can we expect?
Steak.
Was a T-bone and a bread.
I threw a party, and this is pretty clever, man. This is really cool if you guys ever want to throw a party. I threw a party, and it was a BYORE.
Okay.
And so bring your own ribeye.
I was about to say
that. Cool. You like, so what I did was I said, everyone, BYORE, bring your own ribeye. I got the grill on. What I did is I sauteed all the different colors of peppers, green, yellow, red, orange. And then onions, I sauteed those with butter and pepper. And then I also brought a bunch of bread. You know, like those dollar ginormous breads?
Nice.
It's like the French bread, like a big-ass French bread.
So I bought a bunch of those. And then, I bought a freaking vat at Costco. A vat of
that big-ass, like, 5-gallon bucket of nacho cheese.
It's like, it comes in Spanish. It's not even, like, it's like,
so.
I think Pharaoh makes it. I don't know. It's just like queso, dude. No, it's not queso. It's queso. Dude, I was like, Robin, I got this. I was telling my wife, I got this epiphany. And so I was like, BYOB, we'll freaking cook it. It's ribeye, nacho cheese on ribeye. Coming from the guy who has $2, you calls it, and he orders one.
So, and he asks everybody to bring ribeye.
Ribeye.
It's not like bring carne asada. It's not fucking chuck.
Ribeye.
Just everybody bring ribeye.
The herd followed, man. You guys came correct. You guys brought the meat. I grilled it till it was like just juicy. You know what I mean?
Juicy.
And
he cooked it right. Yeah, it was really good.
Juice. And then after that, I cut it. I put it what's it called? A pot or a, what's it called?
Container.
Casserole.
Yeah, casserole.
Casserole.
Right.
And then I threw it in the oven at 170. So anytime I needed it, you know, after it was cut, I had to throw it in the sandwich. So what I did was open the French bread. Well, I cut it in a whatever you want. How big do you want it? So I cut
some
the French
slices.
Bread.
Nice.
Yeah. Open the French bread. Mustard. I probably don't want to make that noise when I'm talking about food, but
it's perfect.
Mustard and mayonnaise.
I'm in
mustard
heat.
And mayonnaise. Then I grabbed all the grilled onions and peppers, threw it on top of that. Then
good.
I pulled out the meat, threw it on top of that. Then I dabbled it with the nacho cheese.
Not a dabble. That shit was like drowned.
It was
amazing.
Drowned.
But was it good?
It was really good.
It was drowned. It was like, you know what? It was like the meat was walking out like Bo Derek coming out of the beach. You know
braids
what I mean?
And all.
Braids and all, exactly. That was a perfect 10.
Corn rolls and all.
The perfect 10. And the bread open, dude.
Just bouncing.
And then I know Carlos and my buddy Omar from Tarpaulins. He was on the show earlier this year. I was like, they were the first ones. I'm like, dude, I just made this.
This
I hope
perfect.
You like it. And then while I was making mine, they're like, oh, yes.
That is so good.
And it was a hit.
It was really good.
It was a hit.
Fucking, it's amazing, dude.
You know what
did
I think?
You like it, Fonz?
Yeah,
did you
it
like
was amazing.
It?
Yeah.
That sounds really good. What I did notice, he did have a party, right? Unlike a Halloween party. That's supposed to happen. I don't know what's going on. I'm still waiting. I have to bring it up.
Hey, when are you leaving to Texas? Because after that, I'm having a party.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to have to wait till the Halloween party. So I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving till that happens.
Well,
damn it.
What, good. You need to hold them accountable.
All right. I'm going to go get your mask right now, put that shit on you. We're having a Halloween party right now.
Hey, man. Alfonso. You know, Alfonso.
Alfonso.
That's
what
we got
the
old
hell?
School, dude.
Whoa, what?
Hey,
you can edit that.
I feel we're trendsetters with all 10 listeners listening to us.
Yeah.
We created the first annual podcast day.
Yeah.
Do you remember what day that is?
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. The 13th of what month are we in? November right now? 13th of October.
October, yeah.
13th of October is the first annual Podcasters Day. We created that. There hadn't been one left. There hadn't been one created.
It's on fucking
it's on record.
It's on
so
Wikipedia.
There it is.
Wikipedia. Happy anniversary.
And now I created the Long Beach cheesesteak sandwich.
Yes.
I gave you the recipe. Now I can't make money off of it because y'all fools know.
You didn't patent it.
Nacho cheese.
I can't even go and charge like $20 for it because it's going to be like, man, you guys got all this crap at Smart and Final. But hey, man, we're here for the public. All we are
happens.
Are public
servants.
We're exactly. That's what he said.
Because it's a pilot.
Yeah.
Pilot 11.
Pilot server.
We're taking off.
You know what?
But pilot
Silverback. I'm thinking it's a 10 and a quarter.
Silverback, don't think of it as a pilot 11. Think of it as a pilot double number ones.
Ooh.
There you go. It's better than a one.
Half
it's
of a shocker.
Two ones.
Half
it's
of
two
a shocker.
Ones. Kaiser, anything new to add to the show?
Kaiser's
on finishing,
back.
Finishing
Kaiser.
Moments of the show. Anything to add?
Nothing, but I'm looking forward to going to Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any
For my Christmas party, Halloween party?
Yeah, Christmas, Halloween party in Dallas.
Dress as Santa.
Is there any chance you might even like, because I know you're an IT guy and our stuff is like very
outdated.
It's like the Abacus. Might you still listen to the show, even the one that you're on?
You know what? I'll definitely listen to it. There's a lot of good comedy here. And maybe in Dallas, I'll bring some equipment with me.
Yeah!
Oh, oh, up.
Some effing equipment.
Effing gear.
Effing stuff. Yeah.
Effing stuff.
Bring all the effing stuff you can.
Word.
Friends, family, have you having a good time? Anything you want to add to the show before we sign out?
I miss y'all in L.A. Y'all got to come to Dallas.
Yeah.
You got to film a show
Let's
out there or tape it.
I heard there's one more thing, though.
What's that?
We'll wait for next show.
Okay.
We can't compete. We can't compete with the Silverback.
No.
And speaking of Silverback, you know what? I want to tell you one thing before we sign out. Oh, are you going to say something?
No, I just hope y'all remember the Silverback. Don't forget Silverback.
I just want to tell you something that
I like the Silverback shoes.
The Silverback shoes. we joke about like you're our best friend that we've met only 12 times, but I want you to know that's
we're
a
on
testament.
The time limit.
That's a testament to the person who you are, man. I think you're a great dude, and I know you opened your doors for me when I moved to Dallas. I've only seen you like 4 or 5 times, but we see each other at Turkey Bowl, right?
Right.
And you know what, man? I really, you're a little bit older than me, and I just really
why you call
admire
him
you.
That?
And
yeah, what
yeah,
else?
Well,
what else you got?
I just want to say
is that
you're,
a compliment?
You're a great freaking dude, and I know you are just, you're kind of like me and Fonz always talk about you. And that's why we wanted to be on the show, because we're just happy to be a part in your life.
So. Well, I'm still single, ladies, and I'm here mating at the zoo, so everyone wants to come watch me.
Yeah, by the way, I'm talking, it sounds like I'm mating with you. Right?
Or he wants to, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So long, I'm the caboose.
Hey, I suggest you don't take any drinks from this guy.
Hey, I'm good. No shots.
Shower plug, homie. All right, with that note, we'll see you guys next time. Show pilot number 11.